Robbie Beck, the executive director of Women's Ski Jumping USA, had a preview of the article that came out worldwide Sunday morning. And on second reading, with a copy in her hands rather than on her computer screen, she says it was even more exciting.
Seeing the cover in print was a wonderful way to start a Sunday morning. And then, of course, having an opportunity to reread the story was lovely as well.
For the most part, Beck says the women jumpers were happy with the feature story.
I think the girls overall were very happy with the publication. Obviously, it has huge reach for them. They've been trying for so long to get recognition. And certainly when the games became a possibility for them, this story became, you know, more possible, I guess I would say. So, yeah, I think they were very excited because they feel that the work that they've put in, now more people will know about it.
But there's no doubt that there's some rivalry between the women who have grown up together. A handful of references are made in the story about all of the attention that's been given to world champion Sarah Hendrickson, dubbed the Sarah Hendrickson Show. Until she injured herself in August, Hendrickson was the country's best hope for a ski jumping gold medal at the Sochi Olympics. Beck says she sees the verbal elbowing against Hendrickson more sisterly than anything.
They are a team. They are family. They are like sisters in many, many ways, the good ways and sometimes the not so good ways. They've grown up together, jumping since they were 5, 6, 7 years old. So I think you can see some sisterly reaction out of that. And yet they're all very supportive of each other. In many ways, they love each other. But the thing that makes them the athletes that they are, they're very competitive too. And you see that as well amongst each other, as well as other ski jumpers in the world.
If Hendrickson is cleared to jump, Beck says she could be named to the Olympic team, not based on her competition results, but due to coaches' discretion.
There is an opportunity for us to have four ladies attend the Olympic Games. Right now, the five who've been together for many, many years, that's going to be leaving one person out to begin with, whether Sarah is able to compete or not.
When Sarah gets back on the snow, she says, is a day-to-day thing. Many patients of similar surgeries are told they can get back to sport at 6 months. For Hendrickson, that would be late February, weeks after the Olympic competition is held February 11th. But Beck says that Hendrickson has youth and a hard work ethic going for her.
Sarah is working super hard. She's in the gym 6 days a week for 6 to 8 hours a day. Her rehab is coming along awesome. She's persistent, determined, and I think she's learned that from her other teammates as well. But she's going for it.
She'll have to do it without the help of her coach, Paolo Bernardi. The team's coach resigned unexpectedly a couple of weeks ago. Beck says he was concerned that he was spending too much time away from his family in Italy. The team has named Norwegian jumping coach Eric Renamello to replace him. He starts December 1st. Beck isn't concerned that bringing on a new coach so close to the start of the World Cup season will make a big difference.
They spend a ton of time in the gym during the summer months, a ton of time jumping on plastic at Utah Olympic Park. They've had some wonderful wind tunnel experiences. So when you start to go into the competitive season, you're pretty much there, and you're not going to be making huge changes.
The timing of the New York Times Magazine article, she says, is great for a fundraising campaign to hopefully raise $70,000 that they're short in this year's budget.
We started an online campaign. There are two elements to this campaign. One is Adopt a Dream. Program that is all the details are outlined on our website, and then we also have a Ready to Fly campaign that where people can donate online and receive t-shirts and pins and also get the word out about, you know, the women on their backs and on their lapels. So it's an exciting program, and that website is wsjusa.com, and it's right on the front landing page.
That's Robbie Beck, director of Women's Ski Jumping USA. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.